Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another solo episode of the Ethos Lakers podcast. I'm your host for this solo edition, JC DeLeon, and we have some actual basketball to talk about. There was a preseason game that was a tip-off, that was a starting lineup. It was everything. It was even at the Crypto.com Arena. There were no celebrities, probably because it was a preseason game, but overall, basketball season is here. Training camp has started. Ethan has done a training camp preview. I think since that episode, off the court news with the Lakers, there's always bound to be some, and today was no different. A report from Shams and an article written in The Athletic detailed how close Russell Westbrook was to being traded to Indiana for that deal that we've heard so much about over the summer. Russell Westbrook plus two first round picks in 2027 and 2029 for Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. That was pretty close to being a done deal. In the end, the Lakers brass and management decided to see if they can make it work with Russell Westbrook. I don't know. You know, off the court today, Russell Westbrook deleted his entire Instagram, which is usually indicative of some kind of unhappiness for an NBA player, especially one who values his social media presence as much as Russell Westbrook does. But for now, it appears as though he's going to remain a Laker. And he started tonight. Starting lineup was Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, Damian Jones, and Kendrick Nunn. Now, all we've been hearing out of the training camp so far is how great Kendrick Nunn has been looking. And Kendrick Nunn, for the most part, in his 20 minutes, he shot 4 for 7, made a 3 in the corner, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, turned the ball over 5 times, which is not ideal, but he scored 9 points. It should be noted that in this first preseason game for the Lakers, they did lose to the Sacramento Kings by 30 points, which is not ideal, not by any means. But they did play a solid first half, and the second half was an entire mishmash of the new guys, guys who may or may not make the roster, guys who are probably not going to end up seeing a lot of minutes. But you did see some promising things, and I'm going to go over some of that here in a little bit. So Anthony Davis, let's talk about him in this game. He did come out in the last week and say that last year, in addition to the multitude of injuries that we did see, he was also dealing with a wrist injury that nobody apparently knew about, which is part of the reason why he was such a horrendous shooter last year. And I don't know how true that is or how much prudence he lead to a statement like that from him. It's definitely plausible. Anthony Davis has an injury that nobody knows about. And I'm almost certain that's his daily life at this point. But the biggest thing with Anthony Davis last season was that he was an 18% three-point shooter, which is horrendous by any measure. And any point in history of the league, even when guys didn't know how to shoot, 18% was pretty bad. But tonight he shot 2 for 4, shot pretty confidently. He waited out on the wings while some of the bigs, Thomas Bryant, Damian Jones, kind of posted up inside. So spacing is a thing that this Lakers team wants to do, but there's a problem with that, and we'll get into what the problem with the so far love of spacing is creating. But really solid outing for Anthony Davis. He played 16 minutes, had a double-double, 11 rebounds. 11 rebounds for Anthony Davis in 16 minutes. That's fantastic. He also scored 11 points while shooting 4 for 9, 2 for 4 from 3. Not bad. His stroke doesn't look all that different. So if he's going to end up being a higher percentage shooter, which at 18% is a pretty low bar to cover, so he's almost definitely going to be a better shooter this season. But 2 for 4, I'll take that. If he's going to be a 35% shooter on the season, that's amazing. LeBron James, father time might be catching up to him. It looks like it's finally catching up to Tom Brady this year. LeBron James, 0 for 7. Did score 4 points, only played 16 minutes, shot 4 for 5 from free throws, which is nice. You definitely like seeing when he makes his free throws. Only got 1 rebound, got 2 assists, couple really slick passes from pick and rolls, one really nice one to Thomas Bryant, but in 1 turnover. Overall, pretty solid game for King James there. Russell Westbrook. Let's go ahead and get into him since he's the third of the big three, and then we'll talk about the rest of the starting lineup. So, one thing that's glaringly obvious in the first few minutes of this game, you don't know how indicative this is going to be of the rest of the season, but Kendrick Nunn is a more traditional point guard than Russell Westbrook is. Kendrick Nunn is a scoring guard. He can be a 1 or a 2, just like Russell Westbrook can be a 1 or a 2. But in the first almost 4 minutes of this game, I'd have to go back and watch it, but I swear, in the first 4 minutes of this game, Russell Westbrook doesn't touch the ball at all. It's Kendrick Nunn bringing the ball up. It's Kendrick Nunn initiating the offense, or LeBron James initiating the offense, and Russell Westbrook standing in a corner, just waiting for an open shot. And the first time they kick it out to him, when he's standing out there in the corner, he slows down. He assesses what's in front of him. He takes advantage of a slower defender in front of him. Dribbles to his left. Gets an and-one layup. That's what you want to see out of Russell Westbrook. Second time he has the ball. Pretty similar. Standing out in the corner. Gets the ball on the kick out. Assesses what's in front of him. Makes a drive, draws defenders to him. Kendrick Nunn comes around him. Russell almost makes a handoff pass to Kendrick Nunn for a layup. Pretty solid outing. So Russell Westbrook seems to have slowed down. He seems to have gotten the message that you don't need to go a million miles an hour 100% of the time. You can slow down. You can assess what's in front of you. I don't know if you can bottle up the kind of energy that Russell Westbrook provides or he needs to play with. It's hard to imagine bottling that up for an entire season, but tonight it appears that he is going to slow things down, and I think it's going to make for a more efficient Russell Westbrook. The trouble is, what's a more efficient Russell Westbrook going to provide? What kind of stat line? Probably not going to be a stat line that's worth the $47 million price tag, but that's a discussion for another day. Damian Jones, magical tenure with the Lakers his first time around a couple of years ago. Not so much tonight. 21 minutes, shot 0 for 3. He shot a three-pointer, which he missed. 1 for 2 free throws, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 blocks. As a unit, defensively, this team can play defense, which is good. eight blocks and four steals for the team overall tonight. This team can play defense. So that's definitely good. Kendrick Nunn played 20 minutes, shot 4 for 7, like I said, 1 for 3, scored the 9 points. I think the star off the bench tonight, there's a couple of shining moments that you saw from the bench, despite the fact that they got outscored pretty heavily in that third quarter. But Wenyi and Gabriel, 4 block shots tonight. Tenacious defender on defense. He blocked shots if you were guarding him straight up. He blocked shots if you got ahead of him and he had to catch up. 10 rebounds for Wenyi and Gabriel. 1 steal. Just a really solid defensive game for him. 3 for 8 from field goals. I don't think you're going to rely too much on him to score, but he was an extremely, extremely solid defender tonight. Cole Swider, who I was really excited to see. He played 19 minutes, and he put up 7 shots. And that's good. I think with what he can bring to this team, 19 minutes is probably a little too many minutes. But 7 field goals, dude shoots with absolute confidence. And he made, you know, shot 3 for 7. 2 of those are threes, 2 for 4 from three. 2 for 3 from free throw. He got fouled on a 3-point shot. So he got 3 free throws, only made 2 of those. Didn't do anything else. Didn't get any rebounds, didn't get any steals, didn't get any blocks. Didn't turn the ball over, which is all right. Didn't foul anybody. Literally just went out there to shoot. And that's really all he needs to do. Juan Toscano-Anderson played 22 minutes. Tried to do a little bit of everything. Shot 3 threes, missed 3 threes. You're going to sense a theme with how I describe what people shot tonight. Thomas Bryant played 19 minutes. The other center, the other big. Shot 1 for 3. He also missed a 3-pointer. 4 rebounds, blocked a shot. Did all right. Patrick Beverley. I think people are going to be really interested to see, you know, how Patrick Beverley played in his first time in a Laker uniform. He played 13 minutes, shot 1 for 5, grabbed 3 rebounds, got 1 assist. The thing about Patrick Beverley and Austin Reeves, and I noted this.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On Twitter, is they are two guys who, you know, in Pat Bev's case, this is throughout his career, but Austin Reeves last year and Pat Bev throughout his career, those are two guys who, when they are in the game, good things just happen. Somehow, kind of magically, somehow by accident, but like they are a magnet for just good things to happen. Austin Reeves kind of clumsily dribbled the ball up full court, drew a couple of defenders to him, made a slick pass to Thomas Bryant for a really great dunk, or it might have been Wenyi and Gabriel. For a really great dunk. Patrick Beverley led a fast break that led to an alley-oop to Juan Toscano-Anderson, of all people. And you can sort of see the value in Pat Bev. Pat Bev, he got over the back calls. He benefited from just, you know, once the opposing team is in the penalty, that's kind of where Pat Bev thrives, because he can get people to foul him. He's like Jamie Tart and Ted Lasso. Austin Reeves, he played 20 minutes. He shot 1 for 5. He made a 3. His 3-point shot looks better than it did last season. Got a couple of rebounds, 4 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 assist. Scottie Pippen Jr., he played 15 minutes. Really solid rebounder, really solid defender, good passer, good steal. Not a great shooter. I would really like it if Scottie Pippen Jr. was as tall as his dad, but he's not. Max Christie, the only draft pick for the Lakers. He played 25 minutes. Shot 2 for 8. Missed 2 threes. But he did grab 5 rebounds, got 3 assists. So played a fairly solid game. But what stands out about this team? Well, a couple of things. The starting unit in the first half, this is obviously a team that barely met each other a week ago. And so you don't have the familiarity, you don't have, and you hear Ethan and I talk about this a lot on this show, they don't have the chemistry. They looked tonight like a team that understands the proverbial work philosophy of you don't have to always like your coworkers to get along. And it's true. You don't have to like your coworkers. But it'd be ideal for a basketball team if they all liked each other. Second thing that stands out about this team. Man, this team cannot shoot. This team cannot shoot. Cole Swider can shoot. But Cole Swider can't shoot this team into the playoffs. This team cannot shoot. Now, you know, LeBron does kind of look like this early in the season sometimes. His three-point shot isn't necessarily the best early in the season. Anthony Davis did shoot 2 for 4, as did Cole Swider. Patrick Beverley made a 3. Austin Reeves made a 3. But, you know, I've seen a lot of people talk about how the Buddy Hield, Miles Turner trade isn't necessarily going to make this team into a contender, and it might not. But I can't imagine a world in which a career 40% three-point shooter who can truly space the floor. If the Lakers are going to have this philosophy of loving spacing on the floor, you have to be able to shoot. This team can't shoot. Buddy Hield can shoot. I can't imagine a scenario in which adding a career 40% three-point shooter and an elite shot blocker in Miles Turner can hurt this team. Especially given the kind of lackluster performance that you saw, and granted it's early, but the lackluster performance you saw out of Damian Jones and Thomas Bryant, Miles Turner and Buddy Hield are going to help this team. If all Russell Westbrook is going to do is be a decoy in the corner waiting for the ball to get kicked out to him for him to do whatever Russ does, that's not worth the price tag of this season. That's certainly not worth 2 draft picks, 5 and 7 years from now in the future. When so much of professional sports is reliant on win now, whatever it takes to win now. Why are the Lakers so worried about 2 draft picks, 5 and 7 years from now in the future? The league will be an entirely different league in 5 years. Just trade the damn draft picks. But overall, I mean, despite the 30-point loss, I think there's a lot to be excited about. There's certainly a lot to grow still. You want to see a better game out of Scottie Pippen Jr. You want to see a more impactful game out of Austin Reeves. You have yet to see what Dennis Schroeder can do for this because he's still working out his visa to get back into the country and be with this team. But you liked what you saw out of Anthony Davis. You liked what you saw out of Kendrick Nunn. You liked what you saw out of Wenyen Gabriel. I liked what I saw out of Cole Swider. I don't know if anybody else will. And, you know, I'm probably going to end up warming up to Patrick Beverley. I know I am. I've never liked him before. He's annoying. I don't like the antics. I'll never like the antics, but I'll probably warm up to him. I like the effort that I saw out of Max Christie. I don't know how much of a player he can be in this league, but I think he can be a player in this league, and so can Scottie Pippen Jr. You didn't see Matt Ryan come off the bench. You didn't see Troy Brown Jr. You didn't see Jay Huff. Jay Huff is a G League superstar. And I know that doesn't mean a whole lot to be a G League superstar. But he's a 7-footer who can shoot. He can pick and pop. He can jump really high. He's a good shot blocker. I think he has a place on this team. I don't know who's going to end up making the roster. I don't know who the Lakers might end up looking in the buyout market. But I'd really like to see Jay Huff make this team, because I think he can find a place. I could be wrong. Dennis Schroeder, we talked about, is having a visa issue, still trying to make it into the country. Dwayne Bacon was recently signed. I don't know why he didn't play tonight. Lonnie Walker, the fourth, mid-level exception, the big free agent signing, if you will, dealing with an ankle injury. And Javonte McCoy, I'll be honest, I don't know very much about him. Went to Boston University, didn't play tonight, coach's decision. There's probably a reason for that. But yeah, that'll wrap up the solo edition for tonight's game. I think we're going to try to do more game wrap-ups throughout the season. They're going to be shorter pods like this one. Basically, just going to give you our thoughts game to game. We probably won't be able to do every game, but we'll certainly try. I don't know off the top of my head when the Lakers' next preseason game is. But suffice to take away, so the good, the bad, the ugly. The good for tonight, Anthony Davis, Kendrick Nunn, Wenyen and Gabriel, Cole Swider. The bad, the bigs. I didn't really like what the two of them brought to the table. They just weren't very impactful. Other than on defense, they had some good plays on defense. And the ugly, LeBron James. I don't know how often I've ever thought that or said that, you know, throughout his career. He's my favorite player of all time, but man, was he ugly tonight. 0-for-7, you're probably not going to see that ever again throughout the season. That's basically what the good, the bad, and the ugly was tonight. But before I sign off, it's the preseason, so you know what that means, guys. It's time to talk a little fantasy hoops. Do you remember who led you to Tyrese Halliburton, DeJounte Murray, Terry Rozier, and Mikal Bridges before any other rank list? That's right. It was the Brewski 150. And you probably turned those huge wins into some cash, didn't you? Well, this year, the Brewski 150 is on sale for a limited time, and the Ethos 360 subscribers can get access to that in less than a week. Head to sportsethos.com and click on the premium tab to grab membership or draft guide today. And yes, to answer your most important question, the Brewski 150 is included in both options. So check back daily for more new features and go dominate your leagues again with Sports Ethos. So that's going to wrap up this solo edition of the Ethos Lakers podcast. Ethan and I will probably be on together at some point in the preseason before the season starts. I don't know when the next Lakers preseason game is, but we'll certainly do a wrap up of that. Hopefully things will get better. Again, this wasn't a terrible outing. The Sacramento Kings played all 20 members of their roster. They all played at least 6 minutes. There's a lot of hungry guys out there trying to make rosters. And so you saw huge effort out of the Kings tonight, whereas I think from LeBron and Russell Westbrook and AD, you didn't necessarily see a huge effort for longer than the 10 to 15 minutes that they played. So this wasn't the worst outing. It wasn't an ideal outing. There was some good. There was some bad. There was some ugly. You can follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at Ethos Lakers. You can follow Ethan on Twitter at Ethan_Noroff, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok at JCDeLeon1. Until next time, we are out.